supposed to be putting out a announcement for the relaunch, restart of the regular season of Binge Movies, and not going to do that this week. That'll come out in the weeks to come. I know we have listeners all over the world, but the things are happening in the United States of America, in particular, the death of Mr. Floyd, George Floyd, and the aftermath. It's just gut wrenching, and we're not the sort of show that delves too much into that, unless it's part of an issue of our, you know, part of the movie that we're talking about, and then we'll try to touch on it. But we're a ridiculous show. We're an escape with like a little bit of dark humor and stuff like that, and it just doesn't feel appropriate at this time. So we're going to continue the show, but we're going to tweak some stuff, you know, because you watch a video of a man being killed in public, and the militaristic response of our government, local and federal, to peaceful protesting, it's almost like something out of a movie, you know, and that's in the midst of this ongoing pandemic and over 100,000 Americans dead and people protesting, having to wear masks, showing up to government buildings with weapons, and they're not being tear gassed or paintballed or shot. And yet a man with a counterfeit $20 bill is killed, and peaceful protesters are being tear gassed. They're talking about driving tanks down American city streets. You know, so I thought of a little bit for a while, so heavy on my heart, of what I would say. And I don't have anything to say, and I also feel like it's not necessarily my place to say anything as a nearly middle-aged white guy. It's like I don't feel like my voice has the perspective necessary to say anything, but to listen. And what I would say is, if our listeners are people of color, we just want to listen. I just want to listen. we live in a world where it's like every 6 weeks, you know, a new story replaces the old story. You know, and so we're not, you know, we're, many of us are quarantined at home or some, you know, mostly locked down, and then we're going out in public and wearing masks, and then you come home and you watch a guy get killed in the news, and then you watch American cities start to get burned, and you watch the peaceful protesters get gassed, and you watch, you know, radicalized people trying to hold governors hostage with AR-15s, and nothing comes of it. And it's just like, what world are we living in? And this has been the experience of millions and millions and millions of American citizens for hundreds of years in this country. And it's not my experience. So like I said, I don't have very much to say to it other than it's a disgrace. and that the lives of human beings matter more than what we're seeing. It hurts, man. It really hurts, you know, and it's like, there's a podcast called Seeing White, which has to do with the history of race in the world and in America. And it is really challenging to get through, but deeply well done, like deeply informative and exceptionally well done, and very stark and very honest and very scholarly, but not unapproachable. And if I could use this platform to recommend anything, it would be that. It would also be to listen to the voices of African American men and women, people of color in this country, whatever country you're in. Listen to the minority voices in your country. And it's just every platitude is empty, man. Every catchphrase, buzzword thing is just so empty right now. Just shameful. And yeah, I don't really have much more to say. We're going to follow this up with about 9 minutes of silence. And it's 1 minute for every minute that George Floyd had a knee pressed into his neck until he asphyxiated.